This is a Fox News alert. America stands with Ukraine. I'm Lee Silasera. That was one of the main themes in President Biden's State of the Union address.
President Biden says Russia's aggression in Ukraine will be punished as signs of Russian wealth abroad will be sought out and seized. Also, access to the West will be cut off.
We will join our allies in closing off American airspace to all Russian flights.
The president said, as dire as things seem, the world is coming together and will make things right.
When the history of this era is written, Putin's war in Ukraine will have left Russia weaker and the rest of the world stronger.
A statement that drew applause from both sides of the political aisle. Grinnell Scott, Fox News.
In the Republican response, Iowa Governor Kim Reynolds blamed President Biden for Putin's actions.
The disastrous Afghanistan withdrawal did more than cost American lives. It betrayed our allies and emboldened our enemies.
Reynolds called on all Americans to unite in solidarity with what she called the brave people of Ukraine. Russian forces continue making inroads into Ukraine, with ground troops making their way to Kyiv and explosions heard over Kharkiv. In the nation's cultural center, citizens are arming themselves.
Just a week ago, students were studying, hanging out, drinking coffee, maybe, you know, seeing their friends. Now they're making bombs. Not just Molotov cocktails or small little other cocktails. They're making these large jugs, presumably to destroy Russian armor.
Fox's Lucas Tomlinson in Lviv. Kicking off election season in Texas, where Beto O'Rourke has won the Democratic primary for governor, he slammed Republican Greg Abbott.
This governor does not trust the voters of this state to make their own decisions about who should represent them or the course or the direction that Texas will take.
Abbott won the nomination on the Republican side. He's seeking a third term and has more than $50 million in campaign cash. America is listening to Fox News.
This is Jimmy Failla, inviting you to join me for Fox Across America, where we'll discuss every single one of the Democrats' dumb ideas. Just kidding. It's only a three-hour show. Listen live at noon Eastern or get the podcast at foxacrossamerica.com.
Georgia's new electoral district maps will go into effect after a ruling from a federal judge.
A U.S. district judge in Georgia says there is no time to make changes to a map of state legislative and congressional districts set by Georgia's legislature and signed into law by Governor Brian Kemp. Georgia is holding primaries this May. Six different lawsuits were challenging the new map, claiming it disadvantaged minority voters and thus violates the 1965 Voting Rights Act. Each state is redrawing maps for this year's elections due to the U.S. Census revealing population growth and shifts. Eben Brown, Fox News.
Lawmakers in Nebraska have advanced a measure that would have public schools teach lessons about the Holocaust and other episodes of genocide. A major retailer looking to improve areas of its brand.
Macy's is updating its business, committing to spend $5 billion between now and 2025 to create a more equitable and sustainable future. The retail company says that includes its pledge to raise its minimum wage to $15 an hour, which will happen by May 1st, and it is adding education benefits. Macy's also has a social purpose platform called Mission Everyone. It's promising to increase investment in underrepresented designers, brands, business partners, products, and service providers. Ginny Cosella, Fox News.
Olympic gold medalist and activist Tommy Smith is working on a graphic novel based on his life. The 77-year-old won the gold medal in the 200 meters at the Mexico City Olympics in 1968, but is best known for what he and bronze medalist John Carlos did at the medal ceremony when they each raised a gloved fist to protest racial injustice during the playing of the national anthem. Norton Young Readers has announced the book about Smith called Victory Stand, Raising My Fist for Justice, will come out in September. I'm Lee Silasera, and this is Fox News.
I'm Guy Benson. Join me weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and guests. Listen live on the Fox News app or get the free podcast at GuyBensonShow.com.